Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, happy December 26th to you, the day after Christmas, as we have this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, I thought I would share with you 3 theologians who love Christmas. The first one we come across is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He loved Christmas, gave many Christmas sermons. One of them he gave actually was on Mary and the Advent, and here's what he says: "Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed," sings Mary joyfully. But what does it mean to call her blessed, Mary, this lowly maidservant? It can only mean that we worship in amazement the miracle that has been performed in her, that we see in her how God regards and raises up the lowly. To call Mary blessed does not mean to build altars to her, but rather it means to worship with her the God who regards and chooses the lowly, who has done great things for me, as Mary says. And remember, it was Mary who said, "Holy is his name." Bonhoeffer concludes, "To call Mary blessed means to know with her that God's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation." In that same sermon, Bonhoeffer goes on to ask a question: what story is being enacted when God comes into the world in a lowly manger? Another way to put it is, what's really happening here at Christmas? Well, Bonhoeffer says this: here's what's happening. The judgment and redemption of the world, that is what is happening here. For it is the Christ child in the manger himself who will bring that judgment and redemption. And that's why Bonhoeffer loved Christmas, because it's the story of redemption. Well, another theologian who loved Christmas is our founder here at Ligonier, and we do miss him, is R.C. Sproul. He loved Christmas. And at one time he wrote this: "What we celebrate at Christmas is not so much the birth of a baby, as important as that is, but what's so significant about the birth of that particular baby is that in this birth we have the incarnation of God himself." Dr. Sproul goes on to say that an incarnation means a coming in the flesh. We know this from the prologue of John, and Dr. Sproul goes on to quote the prologue, and he reminds us that at the end of that prologue, John says this: "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." R.C. continues, "Now in this enfleshment, if you will, of Christ appearing on the planet, it's not that God suddenly changes through a metamorphosis into a man, so that divine nature sort of passes out of existence or comes into a new form of fleshiness. No, but the eternal second person of the Trinity takes upon himself a human nature and joins his divine nature to that human nature for the purpose of redemption." Ultimately, R.C. loved Christmas because Christmas is the incarnation, Christ, the God-man coming into this world for the purpose of redemption. Well, another theologian or pastor who loved Christmas was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. And here is one of the many things that he had to say about Christmas. He says, "We have nearly arrived at the great merrymaking season of the year. On Christmas Day, we shall find all the world and all England enjoying themselves with all the good cheer which they can afford. Servants of God, you who have the largest share in the person of him who was born at Bethlehem, I invite you to the best of all Christmas fare, to nobler food than makes the table groan, bread from heaven, food for your spirit. Behold how rich and how abundant are the provisions of God, which God has made for the high festival, which he would have his servants keep, not now and then, but all the days of their lives." So we love Christmas because this is the gift of Christ to us and the gift of our redemption. and we celebrate it on Christmas Day, and we celebrate it the day after, and we celebrate it all the days of our lives. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we close out today, let me just share a few words from Anselm, that medieval theologian. He prayed, "Come then, Lord my God, teach my heart where and how to seek you, where and how to find you."